In the midst of a pandemic and a possible Supreme Court decision, the topic of healthcare is hitting home with voters this election. It was the top issue on the minds of listeners who responded to our Election Blueprint Project. WAER's James Corrigan reports.
7 months ago, America became a war zone, and grocery stores like Tops were among the battlefields.
People were making a mad run for anything that they could get, so it was extremely busy.
24-year-old Drew Tessier worked at Tops on the front lines, but his fight was different, as he knew he could easily end up a casualty.
I have type 2 diabetes, and I have an autoimmune disorder called Hashimoto's thyroid.
Tessier, who lives on his own, receives insurance through his father's job, but still pays an estimated $3,600 a year in out-of-pocket costs. On a minimum wage job, this is a massive blow.
I've double-checked to make sure that I'm not crazy, but they'll say, you know, oh yeah, we ran this through insurance and this is what you have to pay.
Were he not covered, Tessier would be forced to go on Medicaid, and he would not be alone. According to the Economic Policy Institute, as many as 12 million people have lost their health care during the pandemic, and over 500,000 New York State residents have enrolled in Medicaid. Kerry Jones Waring is the communications officer at the Health Foundation of Western and Central New York and says the pandemic is not the cause of the problem, but the accelerator.
It illustrates how vulnerable people are and how their lives could change in the blink of an eye because of something that was completely out of their hands.
The future of American health care is on the table this election in both the White House and Congress. President Trump has vowed to repeal the Affordable Care Act and supports a lawsuit that will come before the Supreme Court in November to render the law unconstitutional. The ACA has insured nearly 24 million people since its enactment. The president has not released a plan to replace the ACA, despite vowing to do so from the start of his presidency.
We are going to be submitting in a couple of weeks a great health care plan
to this year.
We're going to be introducing a tremendous health care plan sometime prior to the end of the month. It's just about completed now.
The lack of a suitable replacement was why Congressman John Katko voted against repealing the ACA in 2017. He opposes the ACA, but supports many of its popular provisions, such as protections for those with pre-existing conditions and allowing children to be on their parents' plan until the age of 26. Katko's Democratic opponent, Dana Balter, supported Medicare for All 2 years ago when she attempted to unseat Katko, as well as this year during the Democratic primary.
If we give everybody access to the Medicare system, we can solve this problem.
But her recent campaign ads have struck a different tone.
I'll start by working with Joe Biden to make sure you have a choice between public and private insurance.
Balter has aligned herself with Joe Biden, who opposes Medicare for All and is pushing a public health care option for those who can't afford private insurance. It's a far less expensive and more politically feasible plan, but critics say it would not ensure universal coverage. One thing the pandemic has exposed in the healthcare system is its inequality. Lower income workers and people of color are far more likely to be without insurance. And as Jones Waring says, the people left out to dry are often the ones on the front lines.
Healthcare workers, home care aides, the jobs that put you at greatest risk for contracting COVID-19 because you have that face-to-face interaction with the people you serve.
This includes Drew Tessier, who is less than 2 years away from aging out of his father's insurance and being forced to go on his own. Pre-existing conditions and affordable care are potentially at stake this year. For Drew, it's a matter of life and death.
If I didn't have insurance, if I couldn't get on insurance because I have a pre-existing condition, I don't know how long I would be able to survive.
James Corrigan, WAER News.
For more on this and future Election Blueprint stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.